The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Ferrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad atter, bad tape, bad law, bad new, bad bread, bad attitude, bad vibe. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Barella Palatia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny's scraping the potatoes for the mashed potatoes tomorrow already tonight, and the whole time she's been doing it, she's been snapping tubes of the brandy wine. In New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion show. Got up to do. I'm a friend that come around, fight the party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's dead, and my brain splattered all over Manhattan. Shitty boosh, I got a ooh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught something from Keith. Should do bad. Hey, what's kicking? I'm Pharrell with your boy Mafia tonight on a Happy Pharrell's Giving holiday special here, the last show, the final supper before tomorrow's big Thanksgiving holiday in the States. Obviously, we're on all over the Southern Hemisphere, so some places don't celebrate Pharrell's Giving. These things happen. Canada doesn't celebrate it. They're not interested.
Well, they do. They just do it a month earlier.
Oh, they just do it on a different day.
Yeah, when we have Columbus Day, they have Thanksgiving.
So they don't, but they don't recognize our Thanksgiving tomorrow.
No, because they already had theirs. It's just like we don't recognize theirs when they have.
Well, it's just unfortunate, and I think it has to do with the value of the dollar and their COVID rules and their border rules. How about when they just made everybody stay at home there for 2 years? I mean, honestly, they're like Germany. Germany told everybody that if you're unvaccinated, you're going to get COVID and you're going to die. Do you like the way they handle their business, Mafia? They just are like, if you're not vaccinated, you will die by the winter's end. I did that story today on Coast to Coast. I thought that was grim reaper kind of stuff.
Hey, you know what? Some people are just stupid. And if you ask nicely or you say there's a chance of something happening that's bad, they don't want to take the chance. They don't want to, like, protect themselves and protect other people, and they still won't do it. So you just got to be brutal with them. Be like, listen, stupid, you don't do this, you'll be dead.
How about the there's 100 million people in this country that are unvaccinated that refuse to do it, including, as exactly. You know, Kyrie Irving. Does it look to you like the Nets are having a problem winning without Kyrie Irving on the team? Tonight they are absolutely lambasting the turkey 123-102 over Boston as time ticks down under 20 seconds now in the game as the Nets slaughtered the Celtics in Boston. Now, I won't deny I got the game wrong. I thought Boston would win the game tonight because they usually play everybody big, tough at home at the Garden. If they're playing a big game, they usually win. I mean, Tatum goes off and Brown goes off and they win. But not tonight. Brooklyn kicked their ass. Brooklyn, the number one seed, of course, the top team in the East. And they're now 14-5. And they started 2-3. They're 12-2 since. So, I mean, they mean business. And your boy, the Slim Reaper tonight, Easy Money Sniper, was going off. So was Harden. And that flopper Smart, who's a diver, a flopper, and a dirty instigator, he got his ass beat tonight. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159, Mightier 1090 in San Diego and Southern California. Yeah, 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 should do bad. Near Tijuana, Tijuana. Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, hoorah, soldier, hoorah. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our soldiers all over the globe, all over the world, serving that USA, that Stars and Stripes for our freedom. Everybody hates us. We're the hunted. I played ball tonight, Mafia. I went and had the turkey open run. And it was funny because before the game started, we had one court going. And the games were pretty good, but then it got crowded, right? So we had to start the second court, and we went over to the second court, and there was a guy playing two-on-two with some kids. And we went over there, and, you know, we got the courts. So on Wednesday night, including Turkey Run night, it's our courts. It's the men's league courts. That's it. There's just no getting around it. That's the rule. We get it. And like even on like Saturdays at 10 a.m., they got this trainer in there. You know, Adrian, he takes over. We only get one court. Those are the rules. But on Wednesday night, it's league night. And then on turkey night, we get both courts. On Friday after Thanksgiving in the morning at 8:30, we get both courts. So when I come back, I'll tell you what happened. Because there couldn't just be an open run, turkey night run, without an incident. There had to be an incident. And there was. And I was in the middle of it.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Ferrell on the Bench with Scott Ferrell.
All right, so this guy, I go over to the other court, which is open, and we have both courts. There's only two. There's two courts. They're, you know, Mavi's played there. They're decent courts. They're good courts. The main court's an NBA court. It's awesome. The two side courts are what we use, and we go 4-on-4. So we go over to the other side, and here's this guy playing 2-on-2 with some kids or whatever. And, you know, whatever. They looked like they were about 15, 16 years old. And we're like, we were really nice at the beginning. And we're like, listen, buddy, I'm sorry, but we got the court. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to have you stop your game because we're going to take over and play right now because we have the courts on Wednesday night. He's like, well, we're going to finish our game. So he goes, you can wait 10 minutes. And I go, oh, see, but that's not going to work because we have the court. It's our court and it's our night. And this is the men's league. And on the night before Thanksgiving, we have the court from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock. So like you're gonna have to leave. It's our court. We're gonna play now. We have 8 guys and we're gonna start a game right now. He's like, no, I'm not leaving. And I'm like, listen, bro, you just don't get it. I go, we're taking over this court right now, whether you like it or not. And he's like, good luck with that. And then everybody started yelling at him, and he started yelling back. And he's like, what's your problem, dude? And I said, listen, fat ass, why don't you go home and stick your big fat head in the oven and eat that turkey your wife stuck in that oven tonight and shove it down your fat face, you fat ass. And that really kind of got it going, like in terms of, I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to take it to like another level, like, because I don't care about holidays and being friendly and being nice and being family and being religious or being grateful or being loving or being kind. I'm like, why don't you go have another turkey sandwich, you fat mother Forever? And then he was like ready to go. I had this guy so mad. I mean, this dude, it took like 8 people to hold him back. And I was like, what are you going to do, you fat, slow? I mean, you're like a hippo. Look at you. And that made him even madder. I had this guy so mad. He was so mad. He finally left. He had nothing left. He was so mad. He finally left. He's like, F all you guys, man. F all you guys, and especially you. I was like, have another sandwich, you fat Pharrell. And then I looked at the guy that's in charge of the gym and I go, man, you are such a wussy. Why would you do that to me? I go, you're like in charge. Like, you got to have some stones, man. That's my boy, Slate. I'm like, Slate, you got to tell this guy, listen, fatso, get off the court. We're in charge here. Go cry to the fat GM. You should be lovers with her, you two fat asses. Then my son, who was playing at the time, he said, you're a fat ass. And I was like, what? I'm not that fat. I mean, I have a gut. I got a 56-year-old, like, you know, I got a little tumbler. Mafia, you know, I got a little gut, like a little, you know, little pouch. I got a little action from, you know, years of hard work in the kitchen, years of hard work in the oven and in the fridge and in restaurants, and years of abusing.
Hard work at the table, not actually cooking junk, in the kitchen.
Well, no. Junk food. I'm a master of ceremonies of junk food.
That is true.
Seafood, junk food. I'll eat anything. Seafood diet. But after all the fat shaming, I had my son say, you're a fat ass to me. And that's all right. He doesn't respect me at all when we play basketball, because he turns the ball over so much with all of his fancy dribble drives and his, you know, go to the hole on every drive and thinks he's going to score on every single possession. And he's going to go to the 10 and take on everybody, take on 5 bigs at once. He turns the ball over more than, you know, I mean, Brody turns the ball over, what, 8 times a game? Gunner's about 8 times a game. He's turning the ball over about 8 times a game. I'm like, and so he blames me for everything. If I miss a shot, I'll miss, like, you know, a couple shots, but I'll knock down 20 shots, and I'll miss a couple, and then I hear it how bad I am when I miss a shot. I'm terrible. I'm slow. I'm fat. I'm old. I'm an asshat. I'm this, I'm that, you know. These kids, these punk-ass, smart-ass kids nowadays, they think that they run everything and that they're going to, like, dish it out. And I'm just not having it. I'll hurt feelings. I'll hurt his feelings. I'll hurt his friend's feelings. I'll hurt the guy that drove him home's feelings. My boy Chad. I'll hurt all their feelings. Punk ass turnover machine. All I do is knock down shots. I'm like your boy Aldridge, mid-range knockdown specialist. Mafia, are you surprised that I fat shamed a guy tonight? And then what was funny was And when I was leaving, I was going in to shower, and he was coming out of the locker room clean and with his coat on and his, like, I guess, buddy he was leaving with. And he saw me, and I go, "Happy Thanksgiving, dude." He's like,
"Of course, I'm not surprised you packed him. You didn't go for, when you fight somebody, it's not about, you know, even winning. It's about hurting their feelings. So of course you're going to go for, you know, you're like a 13-year-old girl, and that you're going to pick on someone's biggest insecurity to make them lose their mind."
Oh yes, and I'm good at it. You know, I really am. I'm terrific at just getting right to the heart of the matter and hurting feelings. I mean, I go right for it. And I just, you know, the one guy's not going to say anything. Everybody else is standing there holding their D's. And I'm like, "Get out of my way. Get much out." And I walk in. I'm like, "Listen, fat ass." Hey, man, I'm big. So what are you going to do? I'm like a mountain, 6'4", 220. What are you going to do to me? I'm just standing there. I don't care how fat you are. You're slow. You have no game. The funny thing was, is that the guy played actually against us on the other side when we had one court, and we beat him like literally they scored 1 point against us. We won the game in 5 minutes. It was like 9-1. Good night. I mean, he was like running. I knew this guy wasn't going to last. I can always tell when players have no, absolutely no cardio, or they don't play. I can always tell who doesn't play. If you can't go up and down without, you know, walking, I know you're not playing with me. You're not playing with us. If you're a walker, you might as well go upstairs and walk on the treadmill, because you ain't playing with us. We will run you out of the building, and we will humiliate you, and we will sleep with your girlfriend and wives. Play with great players. They don't mess around. There's no walking. I can always tell when people aren't in basketball shape. Here's your boy Curry jacking threes tonight. I'm watching the Curry brothers taking each other on at the Chase in San Francisco. In the way, I mean, this guy, Curry's he's a show in his own right. Like, you just watch him play by himself. It doesn't even matter who else is on the team. I just tune in to watch Curry play. That's it. He's a one-man show, son. A one-man wrecking crew. He can shoot from half court, too. He means business. We got a lot going on tonight. I think later, maybe, even Joe Lisi, go for the two. I could be wrong. I can't keep track of everything. It's Pharrell on the Bench. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
So Mel Tucker got his extension tonight in East Lansing with Michigan State, 10 years and $95 million. And, of course, James Franklin got a 10-year extension at Penn State. And I just don't, frankly, understand that type of thinking. I just don't follow it. I don't agree with it. I don't believe in, frankly, giving anyone a 10-year contract doing anything at all. The Wander Franco 12-year, don't like it. The Tatis deal, don't like it. You can say whatever you want. Your boy got injured. He's injured the first year of it. His shoulder's going to blow off. His shoulder's shot. I still can't believe that dude hasn't had that fixed, and that he's just going to keep playing with an injured shoulder. And they didn't even make the playoffs. I mean, you're going to pay a guy that much money. I got to at least get a wild card. I'm sorry. And as far as, and I mean it, I don't, you know, contract from now until 2034 for this kid. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. I mean, look, all those deals, Stanton, A-Rod, Garrett Cole, they're all going to, like, they regretted the A-Rod deal. Pujols, every one of them they regret. Mavi, am I wrong? Not one of them. Are they in the end from like year 6, 7 on? It's just a cluster for Eller. I mean, that's it. And I don't believe that Mel Tucker will be the coach in East Lansing 10 years from now. And I don't believe James Franklin will be at Penn State in 10 years. I don't. I really don't. Like, didn't they just give Dan Mullen like $10 million to coach at Florida? And the guy was there, what, a year and a half? A year and a half. He didn't even finish this year, Mafia. He got fired. Right? So he won. Right. He had a great year. They gave him all that money and an extension, and then they fired him. I mean, that's embarrassing. And now you're telling me that you get beat, what was it, 59 to something against Ohio State? They get beat 59. They got plastered. And then you give the guy $100 million.
Yeah, 56. I mean,
it makes no sense to me. Like, could you, like, pick a better week to give him the extension than the week that they bend over and take it in the arse? And then James Franklin, I think he's done a good job at Penn State. A good job. Not a great job. A good job. But I think that I really do believe this was a defensive move, right, to sign him to a 10-year extension so that he wouldn't go to USC, right? And I got to tell you, I'll be honest with you. I mean, seriously, I think Penn State's a better job than USC. Mafia, yay or nay? I mean, USC football is ass. It's been ass for a long time. It just doesn't matter anymore. I know all the people in Southern California want to believe that they do, but they don't. And that's all there is to it. Did you see what UCLA did to them last week or whatever it was? I mean, they put 60-some on them? I mean, they are absolutely meaningless. Don't tell me Penn State's meaningless, and Penn State's not even that good, but they're better than USC. Tell me I'm wrong, Mafia.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, if you're the only way you could look at it and say, okay, well, maybe USC is a better job is if you're one of these coaches like, oh, well, I want to get to the playoff, and the easier way is through the Pac-12, which, okay, to a degree you could say that because the Big Ten's loaded, but it's not easy to do that at USC anymore. This isn't the USC of old when Carroll was there and these other guys where you were getting the cream of the crop from everything out west. You're not doing that anymore. These kids are going all over the place. They're going to Notre Dame. They're going to Midwest schools. They're going to Alabama. They're not sitting there and saying, oh, I just want to stay by home and play at USC in California. They're going all over the country. So you're not just fighting with those schools either. Now, Oregon's picking them off. You know, Washington gets some of those. There are kids going to, you know, UCLA is bringing in some of these guys. So it's not just USC gets to feast off of all the California anymore. Those kids are going different places. It's a lot harder to do it. And then you're at the disadvantage of the committee hates the Pac-12.
Listen, no one wants to hear this, but I mean, you can't even argue it anymore. San Diego State's better. They are. They're building a brand new stadium, and all they do is win. That's it. They just win. All they do is win. All USC does is lose. They don't win big games anymore. USC... like, they don't even play in big games anymore. And when they do, they don't show up for them. San Diego State's winning. That's just all there is to it. I mean, there's all kinds of better football in California than USC. There really is. I mean, you already talked about UCLA. I mean, I won't ever compare Fresno to USC, but they're playing better than USC. They're playing, you know, having a better season. They score more. They do everything more. I mean, they do. That's all there is to it. I mean, the only team that USC is better than, it would appear to me, is Cal. Is that about right? Maybe Stanford. Stanford sucks now, too. I mean, they do. I don't know. Who's going to get that job? Like, who really is going to get that job? Some gigantic name? Well, I'm sure... all those guys that just got fired would take that job at USC in a heartbeat. A guy like Dan Mullen would take that job in a heartbeat. But if you were USC and you saw what he did at Florida, would you hire Dan Mullen for all that money that he garners? I wouldn't.
No, you can't if you're USC right now. You need a home run hire after the lean years that you've had. And, you know, it's one thing with the Franklin thing, you know, them, you know, playing defense and giving him that extension to keep him from going. And not just USC. It could have been LSU. It could have been Florida. They're, you know, one of these other openings they could have tried to steal him for and, you know, him get that route into the college football playoffs elsewhere. But the bigger thing is, for me, that at least he's established himself at Penn State. He's shown success over a number of years. So while it's crazy to sign somebody for that long, like, at least this guy has a track record. Mel Tucker's been at Michigan State for not even two seasons. You haven't even seen a recruiting class of his mature and be the leaders of that team. He's still using other people's recruits to have the success he's having this year. So how do you know this guy's going to be able to bring in the talent, you know, year after year to make them a perennial contender in the Big Ten? And you just sign him to a 10-year deal off of a year and a half, which the first year was terrible in the COVID year. He's having one good season, and you're like, all right, we're going to lock you in for a decade? It's insane.
And then on top of that, like, seriously, what has, I mean, he's been there at Happy Valley, right? And, I mean, at the end of the day, well, it's funny, they're playing Michigan State in East Lansing. But at the end of the day, they're 7-4, right? I mean, you know, I guess when you look at Penn State's season, Iowa beat them. Illinois beat him in 9 overtimes. I mean, right? Like these are just recent losses. Ohio State beat him. Michigan beat him. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, he's not even, I mean, they're 7-4. That's like 7-4. What is that? I mean, where I come from, 7-4 is just average at best. Average at best. You know what's funny? Pitt's better than Penn State. I mean, they were. Pickett was better. I thought the quarterback was better than Clifford. They had a better record. They're going for their 10th win at Syracuse on Saturday. I think they've done a better job at Pitt than Franklin's done at Penn State, certainly this year, right? And you know, they ruined that rivalry, too. They should always have played Pitt, Penn State. They should have always played Pitt, West Virginia. It should always be every single year they should play that rivalry. We heard people talking about, let's stop Bedlam. Gundy said they won't have Bedlam anymore with Oklahoma leaving for the SEC. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't do any favors for Oklahoma. Screw Oklahoma and Texas for leaving the Big 12 for the money in the SEC. Congrats to them, but no more favors. We're not having any more rivalry games or anything else. You're gone. See you later. Nice knowing you. Same thing with Nebraska. They went to the Big 10, and first of all, I got to tell you, I mean, they fit like a fat chick at the prom. Honestly, I just don't want Nebraska in the Big 10. I never have. I never will. And they haven't done anything in the Big Ten either. They have done absolutely jack shack in the Big Ten. They've done absolutely nothing. And that Scott Frost has been a hack in Lincoln. And they just gave him an extension. They kept his hack ass around Lincoln. And all he's done there is fail miserably. I will never forget when the governor told me, Tim Brando, that they were going to win multiple Big Ten championships and national championships under Frost at Lincoln, and they won't win either. And I always said that. Mafia knows I said it. From day one, I said, that guy's not winning anything. He's not winning a Big Ten title, and he's not winning a national championship. My ass, that guy's winning titles. He can't get out of his own way, and they just gave him an extension. But I heard they gave his ass a pay cut, and he deserves it the way he's coached there. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info, you can ask your dumb friend Kevin.
Duh.
Or you can just listen to us. We recommend
us.
And we won't ask to borrow your car either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. Your
You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
So right now the Sixers are kicking the Warriors' ass at the end of one in San Francisco. And I'm surprised at that because obviously the, you know, let's face facts. They're the best team in the league. All they do is win. Curry lights it up every night. They were laying 10.5 in that game tonight. And right now it's all Philadelphia, the Sixers. But I've seen them play really well on this trip in the first half in games and then fold up shop. The other night they got it done in Sacramento. I'll give them that. They're up 37-23 after one in this game. And at the very least, I always like to keep an eye on Curry. He's only got 5 points so far. Nobody's done anything for the Sixers at all. So the Blazers lead the Kings in Sacramento 43-38, 9 left in the second. The Lakers won in overtime in Indy. They were getting their ass beat, but they came back and beat the Pacers 124-116. There you go. LeBron James made the tie-breaking three-pointer in overtime and followed with a back-breaking three in his return from the suspension to help the Lakers win. As far as points, he had 39 tonight. LeBron getting even with the NBA for the suspension. He hit 5 threes. Westbrook had 20 points. Monk, 17. Ellington, 14. Melo, 14. And the Lakers win in Indy. The T-Wolves beat the Heat by 12 in Minneapolis. Heat on the second of a back-to-back. And Anthony Edwards had 33 points and 6 threes. Going off for the T-Wolves. The Suns made it 14 in a row. They beat the Cavs by 5. They didn't cover, but they won in Cleveland. Booker had 35. All they do is win. It's unbelievable. CP3 had 17 and 12 dimes. Ayton had 16 and 9 boards. Bridges, 11, 6 boards. All they do is win. The Hornets beat the Magic by 7. I think the Magic were getting 8. I could be wrong. I got to look at the number. They were getting 8. I hit that. Hornets win in Orlando. LaMelo had 22, 4 and 4. Scary Terry had 27. The Nets blow out the Celtics 123-104 in Boston. Easy Money Sniper had 21. Patty Mills, 23, 7 threes for Mills. Harden had 27 boards, 11 dimes, the double-double. And I always like watching Aldridge, 17 and 9 for the big fella, 7 of 13 from the floor. The Rockets upset the Bulls by 5, and I was getting the points. I think I was getting 8.5, I was. They covered, and they won outright in Houston. Raptors beat the Grizzlies. I was getting the 3.5 of the Raptors. They went outright 126-113. I want to see who produced in that one for the Raptors. Siakam, 17. Achiuwa, 17. Barnes, 17. Van Vliet, 23. Gary Trent, 26. Wow, all the starters going off for the Raptors. The Bucks. Blow out the Pistons, 114-93. You know, guess who? Same old story. Giannis, 33, 7-5. Portis, 28, 6 threes. Holiday, 22, 8-6. Getting involved, the Bucks. The Pelicans upset the Wizards, blew them out in New Orleans, 127-102. Jazz by 6 over the Thunder. Thunder covered, Jazz win. I hit both sides of that. Hit the Hawks, laying 4. They win 124-106 over San Antonio. And in that game, Trey had 31 and 7 boards, 11 dimes, almost a triple-double. Bogdanovich, 18. Collins, 15. Capella, the double-double, 11 and 13 boards. Reddish, 12 off the bench. Gallinari, 10 off the bench. Sweet Lou, 12 off the bench. In the Jazz win at the Chesapeake on the road in OKC, Bogdanovich, 19 for the Jazz. Clarkson, 20 off the bench. Gay, 15 off the bench. There you go. A wild night in the NBA. And, I mean, that is just Gandhi when they have every single team playing. So I want to look at the standings now. Brooklyn on top of Miami by 2. Chicago also 2 back. Washington 2.5 back with Charlotte 2.5. Milwaukee 3 back. New York 3.5 with Philly. Those are the top 8 in the West. Golden State by 0.5 game over Phoenix. Utah 3.5 back. Dallas 5. Clippers and Portland 5.5. Lakers and Memphis 6.5 back. Those are the top 8. Denver right there as well. And Minnesota. They're all 9-9. Memphis, Denver, and Minnesota all tied with the same record. 6.5 back. So a great race starting to formulate in the West for sure. Can't beat that. I got to tell you, I like watching the NBA. I was watching hockey tonight. I had the Rangers on against the Islanders at the New Islanders building at Belmont Park, where they have opened up with, bottom line, they've opened up with 3 straight losses. So they opened up with the Flames loss, Leafs loss, and then they lost to the Rangers tonight 4-1. I bet on the Rangers tonight. Mafia, what did you think of the Rangers kicking the Islanders' ass tonight in their new arena? They are still winless in their new arena. They built this billion-dollar building, and they haven't won a game yet. They played the Penguins Friday night. They'll probably beat the Penguins.
I thought it was a great performance by the Rangers. You know, we talked about it on the show this week, and you were talking to me last night about it. And I didn't have that much faith because it just what I've seen the last couple of years, no matter what the Rangers are doing, the Islanders have had their number. But with all the injuries, you know, guys being out like Brock Nelson with the COVID issues, with them just playing bad right now, the Rangers – you know, did what they had to do. They came in there, they took care of business, they played well. You know, it was a scoreless first period, and after that, they owned the game. You know, beat them 4-1. They just, everybody taking Park Rider with a great tipping goal to get it going, and then they just did their thing and dominated play the rest of the way, really.
Look, I thought the key to the game was when Andreev scored to make it 2-1 for the Islanders, you know, about 4 minutes into the third. And then literally less than 15 seconds later, Rooney scored from Reeves when Reeves broke in on the left wall, took it to the goal line, slid it across the crease, and Rooney banged it in. Varlamov never had a chance, and that goal made it 3-1. And then they broke their back again when Kreider scored his 15th. He had a power play goal, and he had another goal from Kako and Zibanejad at 11:02 at the third. I have to tell you that Kreider, they've scored 12 power play goals, the Rangers, this year. He's got 9 of them.
Yep.
That guy
leads the league, I think, in power play goals.
I mean, he is absolutely having, I think he leads the league in power play goals. He is having himself a season. And you remember, you know as well as I do, you and I go way back to when he first started playing for the Rangers when we were at CBS. And you and I have liked this kid since day one. I like his size. I used to tell you he reminds me of Kevin Stevens, the way he barrels to the net and the way he scores and the way he skates. Big boy, strong, physical, fast, violent. And he has turned into such a stud for the Rangers. And they signed him to a big fat deal. And there was some talk at one point or another, would they get rid of Kreider? And would they deal him? And I think the greatest mistake they could have made would be getting rid of him. They've kept him a Ranger, gave him a new deal. He's locked in New York. And I think he has turned into an absolute stud badass.
Yeah, he's always been great for them. You know, he's always been a solid contributor. Guy's like a 20-goal scorer most of the years of his career. I mean, but if you look at it now this year, like you said, 9 power play goals. He's got 15 goals in 19 games, 18 points in 19 games. Like, the guy is on a new level so far this year. We'll see if he can contribute, you know, continue that 30 years old to this point. You know, he's one of the veterans on the team. Honestly, I thought when they came out this year, they have like 6 guys that are assistant captains. I thought he should have been made captain. I thought that, you know, this guy is the embodiment of the Rangers. You know, for the last decade, he's been there. He's been solid, always doing his thing. Whether it was, you know, good years or bad, he's been there as one of the most consistent contributors. He's definitely one of the leaders on the team. And I think he should be wearing the C for them because he's just been an awesome player his whole career.
He's been there 10 years.
This is his 10th season, yeah.
Oh, my God. It just shows you how old I am, because I remember we were talking about him when he came up. And it was when we were at CBS, and now we've been gone from there a couple of years. It's been 10 years. That's crazy.
That's when crazy. We started we there CBS, 8 years. Back in 2012 was his first season, 2012, 2013.
Well, going back to Howard Stern days.
Yeah, the end of Howard Stern started CBS, that season there.
Wow, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. I got to tell you, it really is fitting. It really is fitting that for, you know, there's so much to be grateful for at this Thanksgiving. And really, the one thing that I'm most grateful for is that the Islanders suck in their new building. You know, some people are grateful for their family, their wife, their kids, their, you know, having the mortgage paid, the heat bill paid, you know, the cell phone still on, gas in the car, food on the table. I, on the other hand, am grateful for only one thing, is that the Islanders have yet to win a game in their new fancy building. And what would make me really happy on Thanksgiving is if on Friday the Penguins beat them too. Nothing could be better for me than the Penguins beating the Islanders on Friday night, honestly. And with the Islanders having like 10 players out with COVID, I guess I like their chances, right? Because the Penguins are hot. They won again tonight. Mafia, do you like their chances Friday against the Islanders with their problems? I mean, you saw your team just skate right through them tonight. And that team they had on the ice, I've never heard of 80% of the players, never heard of them.
Yeah, they've had a lot of issues with injuries, you know, sitting guys down, resting them up. So it's been a big shift for them, and guys who should be playing that are not. It's not the team that they really came out with that they wanted to have for this season. Last year, I almost had to retire. I got the one shirt from, you know, like the one Rangers fan club around here that we were friends with in 1983, last cup you'll ever see. I almost had to retire. I thought I was going to be in trouble last year, but they still fell short. The way they're going this year, I might be able to pull that out and wear it full force.
Might. I mean, you might very well go full on. Wow, that just made my day. It really did, because I didn't have anything to latch on to, but I can latch on to that tonight and put my head on the pillow and sleep well.
Hatred.
Yeah. I mean, really, I got in a fight at basketball with a fat guy, and then the Islanders lost. It's fantastic. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
Bobby, I gotta take that. The Warriors getting 2.5 in game. And what is it? Is it minus 110, minus 120? What is it? They're down 14 right now.
Now it's 1.5 they're getting at minus 111.
I like that.
Now back 2.5 at minus 120.
Boom. Give me that. Boom. You know they're going to make a run. They're down 16 right now. It could be 18 here with Curry at the line. Seth Curry, of course. He's got 13 in the game. 49-32 Sixers, 6.5 left in the second. All kinds of ball left in that game. Do you like that in-game bet? The other night we did an in-gamer with the Lakers down 15 and Detroit. They won the game by 5.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, it's one thing when the book has a team that's down 16 points, as you know, 30 seconds ago they were laying half a point minus 120 on the money line. They're going to flat out win this game. It shows you the faith they have in them. So if they're going to give you a couple points here, why not take it?
The other night I had it was the Lakers and I got a minus 110 and in game they were down 15. They won by 5. Tonight they would have been great in game too because they were getting their ass beat in Indy and they won that game in overtime.
Yeah, they're one of those teams that's awesome for the game. Lakers, Nets, they're teams that start off slow and then blow out teams when they get a chance. Not so much the Lakers this year, but the Nets still can.
Yeah. In-game betting's the deal, man. People love it. A lot of the heavies, the sharps, they make just a fortune on in-game betting. They go crazy every night in the middle of these games betting. It's Pharrell on the bench.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.